Ebony, do you want to lead things off here?
I feel like we should be playing like Pomp and Circumstance or something like that. I mean, I think we're coming towards the end of this, and I hope that it has been as meaningful and additive for you as we anticipated that it would be. Thank you for all that you have put into it up until this point, and thank you to Rob and his team, especially for, you know, meeting all of us at the point of our need and then just helping us get to where we needed to be or well on the way to where we need to be. Rob, I'm actually going to turn it over to you.
Okay. Well, thank you. Well, this is week 12. Typically in this week, what we do is talk about what will happen in the following months. What you can do, whether or not you are choosing to go on and coach with us, or you coach yourselves, or you coach with Ebony, or however you choose to go from here. One of the things that I would recommend is that you stick to the five-star model. Week 12, we focus in on leadership, and part of the leadership is the structure and set of processes. Just make it, you know, someone recommended the book Checklist, and I haven't had a chance to read it, but it brought back a lot of my previous life, which was in the United States Navy. I was an aviator, and that was very, our future and our welfare was very dependent on our ability to adhere to checklists. And I just was on with a Marine, you're never a former Marine, you're always a Marine. And his is standard operating procedure. And so what we want to do is develop rituals that can be repeatable and hold us accountable. And so our checklist can be built around pretty much every portion of our practice. So one of the checklists, which is easy to do, is as the leader, is to adhere to the structure of the five-star model, asking your teammates to come through and follow through on their roles and responsibilities. So director of planning, director of implementation, director of brand management, director of marketing, and director of leadership. And at least every week, come together and report in on how you're doing versus goals. The other thing that I wrote down that you all should be thinking about is your 2021 planning should begin now. So you should do an offsite meeting with your team, either together if you're in a pod, or at least in a webinar form, and plan out the new year using the five-star model. So the director of planning would set up a plan for how many plans we're going to do, how many will be completed, and how are we going to structure that so that we can hold ourselves accountable to the full implementation of the planning process. The director of implementation should review the investment process and, you know, clean that up, supernova that process, and then make sure you set up the 24-month calendar going forward. Keep in mind that the director of implementation is the equivalent of what we used to call the training officer in our squadron. That would be the person that would train you ahead of the initiative that you're going to take that month. So if this month we're going to be working on, let's say, pick something, but let's just theoretically say that it would be liability management, then you would plan that ahead of time, make sure everyone was briefed on what the interest rates were doing, maybe do some formal training on the process of filling out the mortgage applications, and then making sure that the back office was ready for you to do 10 or 20 mortgages. That whatever you choose to do will be better off. Everyone on the team will be better off, and your execution will be smoother than if you just did it, you know, on a whim. So that brings us to brand management, which is the 12-4-2 model and the rapid response team. So that's just a question of making sure you're adhering to the 12-4-2 model with 100% of your clients, that they're all getting a great client experience. You're consistent. You have an agenda. You have an executive summary for each call. And then everybody gets that, that terrific experience. And the 1-hour response, 24-hour resolution from the rapid response team is not anything that you aren't doing now. You just brand it, and then just make sure that if it takes longer than 24 hours, that you get back to the person, tell them how long it's going to take, and then keep them informed as to when it gets finished. And they will love you for that. All these initiatives where you say you're going to do something and then you do it all go in the bank of trust. They all go into trust is built when you do what you say you're going to do when you say you're going to do it. So you do that, you build trust, and then when things go wrong, which they inevitably will, you don't break the bank of trust and you keep the clients. And hopefully they refer you. So that magnetic attraction that you gain from having a trusted, valued relationship should generate some introductions. And then to marketing. Marketing in the COVID environment is turning out to be different, but wonderful. People are connected. Thing that haven't been connected for years because they've discovered Zoom and they figured out that they can connect with all their fraternity brothers from years ago. They can connect with friends from different parts of their life. And they like doing that, and that allows you to create mastermind groups or networking groups or whatever you want to frame it. But I've probably set up more mastermind groups in coaching in the last month than I've ever helped set up before that. I did a call this morning with a team. They set up a mastermind group and they wanted me on there to brief them on roles and responsibilities within the mastermind group and how they do it. And it was so fun. These guys all had tennis in common. That was it. One was a headhunter. And the other one was a CEO of a biotechnology company. And the headhunter had gotten him his job as the CEO. They had tennis in common and they had biotechnology in common. And they were going to go down to Sea Colony for a tournament, getting together. They planned on taking a week vacation together, playing tennis in some Nadal's camp in Europe somewhere, some crazy thing. But they're just really having fun, and they loved getting together with this, and they loved the idea of the mastermind group. And what do you bring to a mastermind group? You bring a good idea, and then you focus in on each person's practice, and help them to develop their practice. So centers of influence are going well because people can connect and can, you know, things are just, you know, people like Zoom. Now this is my sixth Zoom call today. So you get kind of zoomed out. But it doesn't mean that they're not effective. They're very effective. So you can limit the number and the length. But don't miss out on the Zoom economy, because it's booming. I'll get back to another idea that we're working on now on marketing, but, and then leadership. And this week, you know, this is the final week. What is leadership in a team? How do you manage leadership? Well, remember, your role and responsibility as the leader of the team is to ensure the growth and success of your teammates. That's your purpose. Create a vision, a clear vision of where the team's going to go, and then help them to understand their role and responsibility in seeing that vision come true. And you help them individually do that, and you hold them accountable. So they have a role and responsibility on the team as one of the directors or as a part of a director's organization. And then you personally should meet with them on a 12-4-2 basis every month and talk about the three areas that are important: their professional development, their personal development, and then their role on the team. So, you know, their professional development would be to get their CFP. Their personal development might be to run a marathon, and their role is to be a director of marketing. So you're their coach as the leader, and you hold them accountable, and your critical role will constitute how that team does going forward. So very important role. One of the things we've been doing is I'm kind of creating a mastermind group of my own of specialists in helping you guys grow. So I've got a webinar tomorrow at 12 o'clock Eastern time with a specialist on marketing through LinkedIn. And we're going to actually role play and go through some cases, and do some research, live on the webinar, which will be really interesting. If you've never really taken the opportunity to see how you manage to research money in motion or find a position on a board or any of those things, LinkedIn is a goldmine for your research to allow you to do those things. So very, very important. So that'll be, and if you go ahead and sign up for it, even if you don't think you can be there, then you'll get the recording of it and you can watch it or listen to it at your leisure. So that's my conversation for today. Now I'd just like to hear from the teams and how you feel you guys are doing, what's on your mind, and kind of bring all of us up to date on your progress. So shall we start?
Rob, let me just inject a point that you brought up. And and look, there's no off season in our business, right? You know, unlike football, you know, and basketball, they get an off season. You don't get an off season. So you're trying to finish up a year, bring it home, meet thresholds, make recognition clubs, and then back to January, everybody starts off at zero all over again. And, so I think Rob keyed in on an important point on developing your team business plan and strategy. We have a template available. I'm going to send it to JR since I have his email address, and he can then distribute it to anyone. You can use it as you like, but it's it goes through all of the elements of the business plan that you need for your team going into the new year. Also, in the book that we wrote called Supernova Advisor Teams, and if you have a copy of that book, on page 120, there is an outline for team business plan and strategy meeting. And so it just enumerates all the kinds of things that you'll want to discuss as you move forward with your business plan and your strategy. The other thing that that we have is a, I guess you could call it a calculator slash software program. It's available only online. I'm going to take, you know, my team through it. And if Rob, if you want me to, if you want to set up some time for me to take your teams through it, I will. But what it does is it lays out each member of the team and it forecasts your future growth all the way out to 5 years. And I can do this in about 8 minutes. I can calculate your revenue per household. You can make certain assumptions. It'll calculate your billable hours. It looks at optics of, you know, your billable hours based on total revenue. And it looks at asset growth, your recurring fee revenue streams, and you can make projections on how you want to grow those elements. And in 8 minutes, you have a forecast. We used to do this stuff by hand, and now you can project out what your goals are and what you're going to need in terms of assets and households and revenue per household in order to attain those goals. So I just want you to understand that those are some additional resources that we have available that can help you as you are trying to do a lot to finish up your year and then get a new one cranked up. So I'm probably going to maybe take, I think it'd be a good idea if I took JR and Ebony through it as well, and you can determine if that's something that you know, you all want to use. So back to you, Rob, as you wanted to kind of go through and hear from everybody.
Yeah, let's just hear from the teams. You can go in any order you want. I'll let you guys, and you know, you can go through it using the 5-star model. You can just do whatever you're comfortable with your team doing.
Well, Lisa, why don't you start?
Oh, come on, Curtis. Well, I think I've been known as the talker, right?
You're the general of that team.
Well, we have been really working hard at getting our schedule put together, meeting with our clients, and doing our work on the 12-4-2. I think we're taking a little bit slow because we're in a lot of transition. Hayden has moved from the Columbia area to Greenville, so we wanted to get him established up there and kind of get our feet under him so we don't dive into something and then fall short. So we're taking it slow, but I think we've got a good idea of how we want to set it up. And we have been very favorable comments from all the clients that we've met with so far, and the ones that we've introduced it to, they're all very receptive. And the segmenting has gone well. We are really looking forward to planning out our remainder of this year, and I like the idea of having a strategic plan for 2021, because that's really when Johnny and I'll be up in the new area, or I don't know where we'll be physically, but we will be based out of the Greenville office. And JR and all the team has been very helpful for us in this transition mode. So we're excited, and Peyton's going to keep us on task with our game board planning and all that. We're going to try to figure out how to keep this in front of us. And we do a weekly meeting anyway to go over a lot of items. We talk twice a day, but we have a weekly meeting, and that we're going to have a supernova segment on that each week so we don't fall short, even though we'll hopefully get to see you, Curtis, once a month, right?
Yep, absolutely.
So absolutely. We're on target. We've just making sure we don't miss a beat here with all the other stuff that we're working on too.
Okay. So Peyton Ford, do you have anything you want to add?
Thank you, Lisa. Can you hear me? Yeah. I think Lisa pretty much wrapped everything up. I think the most powerful thing that this has done for us is the segmenting part, which has given us so much more room for activities for not only us, but for our clients, and the telling clients that we only serve, you know, 100 people each is really powerful to them as well.
Okay. Great. Great. Johnny, anything else you want to add?
Well, you might have to get closer to the mic.
Yeah, I got to thank all of the team members here. We've all pitched in pretty hard, and Paige and Lisa both have put in some extra hours without question, and this industry comes with that. You're right. There's no ending to it. I actually view it as a monthly. I start each month with a goose egg, and I have to go forward with that. But the annual planning we do and have already talked about that, we'll get that on board. But mainly we wouldn't be where we are now had it not been for Lisa and Peyton. I'm an old school guy, and it's very hard to give up what we did. But what Peyton said about the 100 clients, it speaks volume. And many of them looked at me like, have you lost your mind? Why do you give clients up? But I don't feel near as bad when I see some. I'm still fine. I don't mind telling you that. And have a question or two, but I'm thinking to myself, this could be better spent with a new relationship or enhancing what we already have. So all the things that we know in this industry, Supernova has really bold printed what we need to be doing. And that's what I think our team gets out of that.
Perfect. Okay, great. And you all are doing good. So congratulations. Well, look, let's hear from, one of the other teams, you know, Keith, Kyle.
Hey guys, I was just gonna say, I know it's a lot of hard work, so good job, y'all, kind of leading the way. We're a little bit behind as well. We've still got some segmenting work to do, but we've started implementing the scheduling. Honestly, not everybody's on a 1 month yet. Some are 2 months. So some of it's client by client, but it is kind of a nice thought to say, you know, here are my days. You know, you kind of, if you give the clients a few options, you're still giving them options within your schedule as well. So if you pick 2 to 3 days a week that you're going to fill up with those time slots, you know, you have other days to catch up on other stuff as issues arise, which is kind of reassuring. It also forces the focus on the financial plan, which I'm finding as I talk to people in the past, it's kind of hard to get people engaged with the financial plan. But when they know that's kind of at the center and they're going to be addressing it each month, it kind of forces interest into the plan. And then once they've seen the power of it, they tend to buy in, which was difficult in the past. We like I said, we do need to catch up on the segmentation portion. We've kind of got the list, but getting over that hurdle's a little bit tough. So I'm proud of y'all for doing that. That's impressive. In short though, a lot of this is going to help us get organized, and I think that's where it's really going to pay off. And it's scalable, it's repeatable, it takes time to implement, but once we've got it in motion, it's going to be a lot easier to make transitions and make changes. So we've got some more work to do, but I can see the path.
Okay. Great. Who else?
This is Stefan Zakarki. Can you guys hear me? I'm in the car. I'm not on video.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Echo everything that's been said, and I can't thank you guys enough for including our group, and I think it's been a really productive use of our time. So Rob, thank you, and you know, Ebony, thanks. JR, thanks for, including us. I would only add, I probably speak for my team and maybe even these other teams, but going from a like kind of reactive practice to a proactive, not playing defense, more playing offense, practice moving forward to me is, I think, the biggest takeaway. I'm I'm beyond excited to, you know, walk into work knowing what I'm doing instead of which fires I'm going to be dealing with and who I'm going to maybe try and talk to. So anyway, we have a long way to go to get there, but I can't tell you how excited I am to kind of get to that point. So thank you for this push and getting us into the right direction.
Terrific. Terrific. Tyler?
Yeah, I would certainly echo everything that Stefan said. I think we are a little behind. I am a little behind on getting the segmentation done. Charles, I think, has dominated in this, and he's all set and ready to roll. But to echo what Stefan was saying, the organization, I think, is going to be a huge help to us going forward. I can't tell you how over the last, you know, 8 years that Steph and I and Charles have been working together, talking about, I wish we just had a better schedule and really knew who we, you know, we're much more proactive than reactive. And so I think finally we're getting a handle on that, and a plan for that going forward. So it's an exciting time.
Chuck, how's it impacted your practice?
Yeah, I mean, not a lot new to add, I think, to what's been said. Yeah, the segmentation part has been helpful, kind of forcing one to really look hard at, you know, which clients you want to be serving and what's effective. So that's been really helpful. And the idea of scheduling, which while we still need to implement that to a large degree, I think that the way that'll work, it makes, again, to echo kind of what Stefan said, it just makes it a pleasure to kind of look forward to the day, eliminates the fire drills a bit. So yeah, we just got to keep putting one foot in front of the other and moving forward on this.
Okay. Keith?
My comment relates to kind of the discipline of it. I mean, I'm extremely disciplined in parts of life that I guess I didn't realize I wasn't disciplined here. I'm disciplined about how much I work. I work hard. I work a lot of hours. I talk to a lot of clients. But what I'm realizing I wasn't disciplined about is my scheduling. You know what I mean? From the standpoint of making sure that everybody's in this routine of being talked to every so often, where I've got disciplines in place to, rather than me just reacting from that standpoint. So that's been eye-opening as well as very helpful. I mean, a question on housekeeping, but I don't know that I want to bring it up here. I can go ahead. So, like when I've missed a part of a meeting, or I want to go back and catch part of what you said in a video or something like that. When I go online and enter that thing, I guess I'm missing where to go as far as how to get like a previous meeting and listen to a concept again.
You should get an email from Lori, which gives you the connection to that. But I'm not the one that has actually gone back and done that. Anybody?
I did it earlier today. Yeah, check Lori's emails, and then like we had a code. I don't know if that was just for our team, but there was like a code she provides, and it had every week's recorded session on there. So you should be okay with Lori's help.
Okay. But if I missed like week six's pre-work video, is that available to me, or is that strictly through that pay-as-you-go site?
No, you should be able to have, you know, if you eliminated all your emails like some people My wife likes to do. Then the best thing to do is to call Cindy, and she'll send you the email you need, or email Cindy. It's Cindy Bowie, Beuoy, and it's her number is 317-650-1500.
Thank you.
And she should be able to help you out. We keep those, we do record them, and so it's for that purpose. If you happen to be out that week, you can go back and listen to the recording, and you can listen to the video. The pre-work video is definitely easy to get to. That's on the website, but also she'll send you an email to allow you to get to that. So there's two different videos now. The pre-recording video that I did, and then there's the video of our call. So,
yeah.
Good. Any other questions, or did we miss anybody? Matt, did we miss you?
Oh, we missed Kyle and Dean.
Dean, you're on. Yeah, you good?
There we go. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, everything is good here. Waiting for marching orders and, getting, I know that we got to get some folders together and the scheduler and that type of thing. So I'm ready to roll.
Well, as we can tell, different people are at different stages of this, but, the further along you are, the more you will enjoy the program. It's kind of like in flight school, my instructor said to me, "Have you ever flown before this as a civilian?" I said, "No." He said, "Wow, if you like this, you're really going to like flying as a civilian, because that's actually fun." The reality is, once you get the process under your belt and you're just, these are my folders, right? So you can see them over here. I line them up, and I have seven calls today, and I just, boom, knock them out. So I'm ready. The folders are ready. I have my homework done, and I make my calls. And it's not easy, but it's not hard. And my calls vary, from you guys as a group to a recruiting call where I'm trying to sell somebody on the idea of Supernova to, somebody I've coached for 15 years. So, it's very varied, but so is yours, right? You'll have clients that you've had for 30 years. You'll have a brand new client making the first call you've ever made to them as a new, brand new client. So, it takes some, you want to be prepared. You want to have some time before each call and then some time after each call. And if you do like we do, where we have an agenda pretty much for the call, and then we have an executive summary that we send to you of the homework that you need to do, you do that and make the client a part of your team. It's a really important concept for them to understand, because nothing really works if they're not compliant. You can't do estate planning if they aren't going to follow through. So when you talk to the client about this process, teach them that they're the center of the team. They're the CEO of their corporation. You're the CFO. You're there to advise and guide them. You're there to build the agenda. They're there to adjust the agenda to what they want to cover. So when they get the agenda, if there's something they want to add, they should email back and add that to the agenda. When you do your executive summary, be sure you include them as partly responsible where they need to be responsible. So if they're supposed to meet with their estate planning attorney, put that on the executive summary, and you will get much more compliance. Because that's one of the things that drives us crazy as financial planners, is that we know what needs to be done, but we can't get the client to follow through. So as part of their role and responsibility on the team as a team member is to be that person that doesn't let us down. And when they see their name on there and the deadline for achieving the goal, they will be compliant much more than they would have been. And they will appreciate it because they want to get it done, but they're human. So what do? We procrastinate. So Supernova prevents procrastination. The insidious thieves of time are always working against us. And those are interruptions, procrastination, time thieves that want to grab you, phone tag. So we pretty much eliminate phone tag by having scheduled appointments, and we eliminate procrastination. We eliminate disruptions and interruptions because everything is scheduled and they know they're going to be calling you or you're going to be calling them, excuse me, and so they don't call you. So the phone should stop ringing if you follow through and make sure that everybody is on the schedule. They know that they're going to be called. Okay. So meet with your team after this, schedule your pre-plan, your planning getaway, whether you do it on Zoom or you do it somewhere else, and get your business plan put together for the new year and prepare yourselves to report in on a monthly basis with your 12-4, with your five-star model. Make sure everybody understands roles and responsibilities and who's responsible for what. Now, understand I've been doing this a long time. And with that comes what works and what doesn't work. Reporting in based on the five-star model really works for you guys because people will be better partners for the team if they know that they are going to actually have to report on what they did with their responsibility. So when you say, how's the 24-month calendar coming to the director of implementation, they're not going to want to sit there and say, I haven't done it. They are going to do it, and they say, have you done the training for next month? They will do it if we hold them accountable. And that's what the leader's role is, holding yourself and your teammates accountable. People like that. They want that. As a leader, we think sometimes they don't want that. They desperately want that. They want to know that they have an important role on the team and that you care enough to hold them accountable. So that's life, right? We do well. We don't run a marathon by ourselves. We have a training partner or it's really, really hard. So comments, Ebony?
You know what? I don't think I could say it any better than it's already been said. I think everybody's on the way to where they ultimately desire to be. And to your point, everybody's in different stages of the journey, but everybody's in a forward progression. And I think that's the way to be. So thank you all again. I know I've said that 1,000 times, so here's 1,001. Thank you, Johnny. I remember the comment that you made about how this was a little bit difficult, but, you know, you soldiered through. So just to hear you say, you know, how helpful it is for you is, you know, that's why we do it. To hear, you know, Keith recognize that, you know, he is super structured in this place, but this was the place where, you know, he needed to do more work. You know, to hear Stefan and Tyler's stories, it helped. The self-awareness is evident, and that's half the battle. So I just look forward to where you guys are going to be, you know, 6 months from now, not even a year, 6 months from now, once you really get into a rhythm with this. I look forward to jumping into some of your monthly calls just to see your progress. And thank you for participating. Thank you for going through these 12 weeks. They weren't easy, but I think they were worth it.
Thanks, Ebony. Okay, we'll let everybody, unless there's any other questions, we will call it a day. Okay, congratulations. Way to go. You all graduate to the monthly.
Everybody.
Thank you, Rob.
Thanks, everybody.
Okay, take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.